Senate ready to move on guns. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, with a vote in the morning on a bipartisan gun control bill.
Lawmakers say the $15 billion fully paid for package invests in school safety and mental health services, enhances background checks for gun buyers aged 18 to 21, sends millions to states with red flag laws, which allows authorities to temporarily remove firearms from those who may be at risk to themselves or others.
Fox's Aisha Hosni, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, against the bill because of the gun confiscation provisions.
I think that is not going to prevent violent crime, but it is going to make people more vulnerable and less able to defend their homes and their families.
14 GOP senators have supported the bill over questions about his handling of the response to the school shooting last month. Uvalde, Texas School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo has been placed on administrative leave effective immediately. The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety has blamed Arredondo for a more than hour-long delay in police engaging and killing the shooter. President Biden has asked Congress to place the federal gasoline tax on hold for the next 3 months. He's also used Wednesday's announcement to again pitch for a green energy agenda.
Let's lower the price of electric vehicles so we never have to pay at the pump in the first place.
President also urging states to pause their taxes on gasoline. The U.S. Supreme Court's calendar indicates the court could release more opinions in the morning or on Friday, the highly anticipated ruling on the Mississippi abortion case still pending. The White House urging calm when that ruling does come down.
Violence and destruction of property have no place in our country under any circumstance. And the president denounces this action. Actions like this are completely unacceptable, regardless of our politics. So we have denounced that, and we will continue to denounce any violence or threats.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Taliban government in Afghanistan pleading for international assistance after a deadly earthquake.
More than 1,000 people are dead and hundreds of others are wounded after a massive earthquake in Afghanistan Wednesday morning. The natural disaster struck early while many people were still asleep. Residents dug through the rubble and the mud with their hands to rescue those trapped. The problem is there isn't enough help. Most international aid organizations pulled out of Afghanistan last summer after the Taliban took over. U.S. President Joe Biden tapped on federal officials to determine how to help the victims of the earthquake. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Six people are dead in the crash of a helicopter in Logan County, West Virginia, on what may have been a sightseeing trip. Federal safety investigators now trying to learn how it happened. California air regulators are likely to hear a barrage of criticism Thursday at the first public discussion on the plan to slash fossil fuel use and reach carbon neutrality by the year 2045. The plan would require a sweeping change in the way the state powers its economy. There's a new top dog at the Westminster Kennel Club's annual dog show.
His formal name is Grand Champion Toot My Own Horn, but everyone just calls him Trumpet. He's a four-year-old bloodhound, the first ever to go all the way to the top of what's considered to be the Super Bowl of the dog world, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. With big floppy ears and a nose to match, he may not look like a champ, but bloodhounds are prized by police for their ability to track people. Right after his win, Trumpet's owner-handler Heather Helmer was asked by Fox Sports about his personality.
Well, as you saw him eating your microphone earlier, he has a lot of attitude, and he's a little crazy.
Over 3,000 dogs were at Westminster. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.